This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 11th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Where are Republicans going wrong on Social Security and immigration? Former U.S. House Majority Leader Dick Armey, now chairman of FreedomWorks, says what helped Republicans win the day in 1980 and beyond is the solution that will work today: personal ownership and individual liberty. Mr. Armey visited the Cato Institute last week. A few years ago, Ed Crane, the beloved founder of the Cato Institute, wrote an open memo to Karl Rove, which I believe was in either the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal, and he was basically saying that President Bush was beginning to lose this debate over private accounts in Social Security because he was getting bogged down in transition costs and details and should have focused more on the ownership issue. Is that, in your opinion, a winnable issue for candidates down the road?
Oh, it is. One of the things that just frustrates me to tears about the Republican Party is they see an issue which is the biggest public policy issue of our generation that is heartfelt by voters across the country, particularly young professional voters, their right to secure their own retirement in a manner that they can take with some confidence that, in fact, there will be something there for me when I retire because I'm managing it myself and I'm free to choose. This is the biggest winning issue for Republicans since Moby Dick was a minnow, and they don't have the sense to see it because if I can sort of paraphrase an old phrase, they're looking backward and still living with dread fear of what they think of as the third rail. George W. Bush should have been the assertive champion of this. Now, watch George Bush's presidency. When he first got to Washington, he said, I want to have an education bill. I'm going to be the education president. This is my issue. This is my bill. Here it is, Congress. I demand you give me what I want. And, of course, we got the No Child Left Behind. So he was extremely proficient in getting the wrong thing because he insisted on it. He said, I want a tax package, and he got a tax package. He got, by and large, the package that he campaigned on. It wasn't necessarily a good tax package, but he reduced taxes more quickly pursuant to his inauguration than any president, even Ronald Reagan, because he said, this is mine, I own it, I demand it, I want it, let's have it. When it came to, and that was more or less, basically, in this case, he did the right thing in the wrong way, but he's getting closer. Then all of a sudden he comes along and he says, I'm going to invade Iraq. And he says, I want this. I own this. This is my policy. Congress, you better stand and deliver. And he got what he wanted. Now, when this president took ownership of something and said, here is what I require of Congress, Congress delivered. He had, up until they lost their majority, a speaker of the United States House of Representatives who openly said, I am a speaker for my president, and I'll do what my president asks me. The fact is, the president, Bush, never was bold enough to claim ownership of private accounts and go on. Now, we hear from Karl Rove and others that, oh, he went out and he talked to the nation about it. Baloney. He said, you know, I would have said, one, here's the bill. It's not about solvency. Don't bother me with the details. You know, we will work that out. But we are going to give people the right to either stay in this old program if they're foolish enough to choose to do so, or to take their own income and put it in their own personal accounts. He never did that. So I don't give President George W. Bush high marks on having been an owner advocate of a sound idea. He tiptoed around with it, he piddled with it, but he never really asserted it.
It seems like Republicans have gone off the reservation on the issue of immigration. It's hard for me to reconcile so many prominent Republicans' position on immigration. You're able to put that in a more personal way, that is, individuals focusing on the people who want to come to this country and contribute to the economy and better their own families. Why aren't more Republicans making that case?
First of all, Republicans, particularly in Congress, and in case of immigration, particularly in the House of Representatives, in the last 2 or 3 years of their majority, basically let their whole decision mechanism be governed by political criteria and objectives. So if what you are trying to accomplish is political for yourself now, you're probably going to get to the wrong place. And I don't know what caused them to be so simple-minded as to think that a harsh attitude on immigration was a winning attitude for them politically, but they went that direction. Now, I like to contrast it this way. Probably in the realm of great events in the modern day history of small government conservatism and service to liberty and freedom, the shining moment, or at least one very shining moment, is Ronald Reagan standing there and saying, tear down this wall. By contrast, we have Republican office holders, particularly in the House of Representatives, who are saying, we're going to build walls. I mean, walls are antithetical to liberty. And they didn't have a good heart. Phil Graham said about this whole movement to me one day, they're wrong in their head and they're wrong in their heart. What you're talking about is real people that are trying to feed their babies. Now, I understand there's a criminal element that sneaks through. And, you know, if I was a person of evil intent, I'd rather sneak through in a mob than sneak through, in an isolated environment. The obvious correct way to handle this was, let's become proficient at administering access to this country in a legal fashion. Take the INS and make this a reputable agency instead of just a miserable, mean failure. And that'll then reduce the traffic of people coming across the borders illegally and therefore make it possible for us to police our borders in a sensible fashion rather than having to resort to the desperation effort of building walls. Now, the fact of the matter is the correct approach, which the president, again, cuddled up to but never took ownership to. I don't give George W. Bush high marks on this. This is an area where he should have said, look, I'm correct on this. I'm the president. This is the program, and let's get on with it. He let the demagogues in our own party run our party off a cliff on this. And the fact of the matter is, it's put us in a terrible electoral bind for the future. His old adage that good policy makes good politics, by a similar notion, bad policy makes bad politics, and it's being proved to the Republicans on immigration.
Dick Armey is the chairman of FreedomWorks and former U.S. House Majority Leader. You can read more on big government and conservatism at our website, cato.org.